Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for January 12, 2025, Baptism of Our Lord Sunday, is based on Luke chapter 3, verses 15 through 17 and 21 through 22. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is Baptism as Identity. An introduction to our gospel reading. The reading opens with questions about the identity of the Messiah. John the Baptist insists that he is not the Messiah. Instead, he points ahead to one who is coming. And whether the voice of God was heard by all or only by Jesus, God settles the matter. Jesus is God's beloved Son. A reading from Luke chapter 3. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, on this Baptism of Our Lord Sunday, my sermon today is going to have a little bit of a different feel from how I normally preach on a Sunday morning. Today's Sunday is going to be a little bit more of a teaching sermon, so to speak, as we do a quick deep dive into the subject of our Luke reading today, this idea of baptism. For many people, whether you were born Lutheran or maybe this is the first time you've stepped foot into a Lutheran church, we may have a wide understanding of what baptism is and what happens in baptism. And so we're going to take a little bit of time today to explore three questions, which should be on a slide. What is baptism? What do we as Lutherans believe about baptism? And what does baptism mean for us in our lives? Well, our first question, what is baptism? We talk about it a lot. Actually, the act of baptism comes out of the ancient mikveh traditions of the Jewish people. Mikvehs are ritual baths that were used for the purpose of achieving ritual purity through immersion in water, signifying a return to a state of spiritual cleanliness. The baths were less about getting physically clean, like we talked about earlier, and more about cleansing your spirit so that you could be holy before God. Baptism is one of only two sacraments that we celebrate as Lutherans, the other being communion. A sacrament is a visible sign of God's grace. It's a means by which God works in the lives of people to forgive sins, strengthen faith, and nurture spiritual growth. And according to Luther, there are some items that are necessary for things to be considered a sacrament. There must be a physical element involved, in this case, water. We must be commanded to do this thing by God in the Bible. And in Matthew 28:19, Jesus says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit." And that sacrament must convey God's grace, that being an opportunity for God to actively engage with the person through God's promises. So I know in this first section here, that was a lot of big theological words, and your head may be swimming, so to speak. So I'll do my best to summarize each section of the sermon before moving on to the next question. So what is baptism? A combination of water and the Word of God, whereby God shares God's grace and love with us in a real and tangible way. Our second question for the day, what do we as Lutherans believe about baptism? Well, I'll tell you, first off, contrary to popular belief, I do not have magic hands, right? My magical hands do not turn the waters of baptism into anything special, right? I know. We don't have a special magical tap water spout in the back of the worship space. Because the act of baptism is not about what we as humans are doing in that moment. It's about what God is doing in that moment. Baptism is a gift from God that opens our eyes to the gifts that God promises already to us. A promise of a relationship with God. The presence of Christ in our lives. The Holy Spirit as a guide. Forgiveness. A community of believers, an identity, resurrection, new life, and the glorious promise that we are children of God, and nothing in creation will separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. And as Lutherans, we also believe that baptism is for all people. Jesus' command does not specify which people are deserving of or capable of receiving baptism. We believe that baptism is not only for adults who make a conscious decision to be baptized and follow Christ, but also for infants. Because baptism is not dependent on our decision to happen. It's a recognition of that gift of God that has already been given. God calls and claims us through baptism even before we understand or respond. This is a reminder that God's grace is not something we earn or deserve, but something freely given. A quote from Daniel Erlander states, "An infant has served on no church committees, has done no great work, is helpless, needy, dependent, and unemployed. In fact, an infant brought to the water for baptism is a sign of how we all come to baptism and to how we come to God with nothing, absolutely nothing. Because baptism is the work that God does. And so we believe that one baptism is sufficient. Through your actions, you are not able to undo the gift that God has given you. No matter how far you stray away from the divine during your life, God does not abandon you or revoke your baptism and the promises associated with it. Baptized once, baptized forever. So to sum up this second part, second question, what do we as Lutherans believe about baptism? Simply, baptism is not about what we do. It's a work and a gift from God. And because it comes from God, it's for all people and is forever. Our third and final question for today, what does baptism mean for us in our lives? In baptism, we receive a name, an identity, right? God's beloved, Christ, Christians, little Christs, and the assurance that we will forever be children of God. Therefore, being a Christian never depends so much on how you are feeling or what we accomplish, having the right experiences in life, or even being free of doubt. Our security rests entirely in God's promises made to us in baptism. We also receive entrance into a community of believers. Not only the worshiping community you belong to here on earth, but also the priesthood of believers that span throughout time and space. This community is the place where as a response to God's gift, we promise to support one another as instruments of God's grace, as we do our best to live the life God has called us toward, serving our neighbor, loving our enemy, and sacrificing for the sake of others. Finally, this baptismal act of dying to our own selfish ways and then rising again out of the waters, forgiven and cleansed, happens not only in the moment of baptism, but in our daily lives. Again, I want to quote Daniel Erlander, and this is a sizable quote here, but he says, "Luther's teaching on daily baptism opens the door to a pattern of life which is both healthy and honest. Living in the Spirit and trusting God, we die each day to our self-centeredness and to the world's normal way of doing things. And then we rise again to a Christ-like life. This daily event is both a gift from God and an experience, a happening within us which shapes our attitudes, values, and behavior. Daily dying and rising can happen anywhere and anytime, in prayer, silence, Bible reading, or communion. It can happen at home, school, work, church, even while exercising or stuck in traffic. Daily baptism can also happen when we go to bed and when we rise, in a heart-to-heart conversation or in hearing words of honesty, correction, love, or mercy. It can also happen at times of crisis, loss, sorrow, and grief. God works in many ways to lead us from death to life and from falsehood to truth." So to sum up this third question, what does baptism mean for us in our lives? In baptism, we receive a new identity in Christ, becoming part of a community of believers, and in that we are daily freed from earning our salvation so that we can then love God and love our neighbors with our whole selves. If you are interested in learning more about baptism, or maybe you are interested in being baptized if you haven't already, or if you want to have your child baptized, I encourage you, reach out to me. I also have a variety of resources, a couple of them out there on the blue table, written by Daniel Erlander. And if you would like copies of those, don't take those. Those are my only copies right now, but we can order some more copies, and we would happily do that for you. There's a piece of paper out there. Sign your name. Let me know which one you want, and we'll get those ordered for you. And those resources are a free resource from the church that we can give to you so that maybe you want to dive a little bit deeper into trying to understand the theology behind baptism, or the history of baptism, or the traditions associated with it. In baptism, we are water washed and spirit born, trusting in God's mercy when we fail. And we go forth and serve in Jesus' name. We dream God's dream, a world where all humans will live together in peace. And when we near our death, we will not cling to our own goodness or successes or wealth or self-confidence. We will remember our baptism and cling only to the promise that nothing will separate us from God's love in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, Socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background are welcome at RLC.